This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Cape Town, South Africa. The death toll keeps rising after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Morocco last night, now passing 2,000. The executive director of Doctors Without Borders, Avril Benoit, says the group has sent in teams.
We can deploy a massive amount of logistical support, medical supplies, drugs, painkillers, in addition to staffing expertise to be able to support the medical professionals that are already doing incredibly heroic work right now. Trouble.
Thousands were also injured. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Rescue efforts will be difficult and will take time. The quake's epicenter was in a rural region near the Atlas Mountains, where power has been cut and internet disrupted. In the cities of Marrakesh and Casablanca on the coast, people, shocked, silent, and sleeping in the open, processed the night's devastation, many with nowhere to go and with a number of dead expected to rise.
19-year-old Coco Gauff has won the U.S. Open, her first Grand Slam title.
My best to carry this with grace, and I've been doing my best. So honestly, to those who thought we were putting water on my fire, you're really adding gas to it.
That from ESPN, tennis.com columnist Pete Bodo.
Everyone's looking for who's going to take over from Serena, who's going to carry that flag and be, you know, huge impact player, not just a person who pops up and wins now and then.
Another heat wave is pushing the Texas power grid to its limits. Chris Fox reports.
The threat of rolling blackouts prompted Texas to issue a stage 2 emergency alert this week, complete with a statewide conservation call.
They came out and said, don't run your dishwasher, so we've tried not to do that until dark. We try not to do laundry.
We have 3 air conditioners, and they're all set at 80 degrees.
The dangerous conditions also triggered the U.S. Department of Energy to grant an emergency order allowing Texas to temporarily suspend emissions rules so power plants can produce enough electricity to prevent outages. So far, the grid is holding up. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
There's a new member of the group of 20, the African Union. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on President Biden's focus at the G20 summit.
Countries throughout Africa, Latin America, and elsewhere that have absolutely felt the impact of Putin's war. Food insecurity, energy insecurity, rising prices and inflation. Now, there are other factors that have contributed to that, but there's absolutely no question that the war in Ukraine is a factor, and that's one of the reasons why the president wants to focus so much of his energy today on economic cooperation.
This is CBS News.
It's going to Netchen again up the middle. Good.
You need to hire fast and hire right. You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Radio Jake Netchen. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Until midnight tonight, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Find more information on them at movetomadison.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Live music, great beer, and awesome food. FullMileBeerCompany.com. Magic Conch has a brand new album out. We're going to hear a couple off of it right now. Meet Me in the Middle. Brand new Magic Conch. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Marcus Douglas stays in for Charlie King on King's Right. 8:36 and counting in the game. King going to pass the ball. Look at the end zone. The corner pattern. Good little match going on. And it's out of bounds. Out of play there. Good coverage there on the Warriors secondary.
Hands fighting in the corner, but put it out to play.
Brandon Anzac. The receiver. What number is that on the receiver there? Split in there for on the left side. Is that 21 or 81?
81.
81. No. The Al Gibson from Yorktown, Indiana. That's right. Another one, Coach Lewis' favorite.
Split left single receiver right. Douglas.
Douglas for no game. So now third and 10 here. here. Ball at the 13 for 808 and counting for the Pios. Swift left, single receiver right. Douglas, Charlie King left.
Breaking away from happiness, tradition, clarity, peace on earth.
We got a guy who plays one receiver, so. The pressure that the Warriors are showing this one better lineup over the one right here. So it's going to be the 5 yard Griffith to pitch it sooner than he wanted to.
This thing's going to be 51-7 in another minute here.
You got it. So now coming into play quarterback is Tyler McClain. McClain, a 6'1", 250-pound junior from Potosi, Wisconsin. ball. Hands off the Netchen. Netchen goes left of
boy. Oh, big Lenny right up there.
Yeah. Nice little gainer there. Picks up about 6 or 7. Set it up. Third and short. The 6 or 3 basically rest standing. Single receiver right. Single receiver on both sides. Netchen on McLean's left. Gonna be Netchen again up the middle. Gets another touchdown for the Pios. 50-7. So the second year in a row, the Pioneers put up 50 points against the neighboring rivals from Wisconsin Lutheran, non-conference rivals.
It's just a butter on my cheek.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
And they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Last minute, here are your hosts, Don and John.
Thanks, John. Welcome back to Schneider Stadium. And it's actually 6 minutes and 5 seconds left in the contest. Another impressive start for the Pioneers in this third season of the Budashevsky era. And no one has left Schneider Stadium. Now we're starting the celebration on the side of the yard. Yeah, the players putting on a dance. Redskins. And he pushes his way forward to the 35. Great little run there.
Yes, it was.
Dragging about two or three piles, 5 or 6 yards with him. So. Trips left, single receiver right. They go right away to Gordon. Fouls a block, and he's going to get some yards, not much, but it looks like they're going to give him like 4 or 5 on that. So a good little kind of an underneath play, quick screen, and the other receivers in that Trips package put up some good blocking for him, and he followed it nicely. So 2nd and 5, clock winding, 5:37 and counting in the game. Got to get a look at this 47. Seth Voller, 6 feet, 220 pounds from Appleton, Fox Valley Lutheran High School. He's lined up on the left of Griffith, twin receivers right, single receiver left, ball in the left hand. Michael Hibbler, the sophomore, whereabouts unknown.
Came from the left end, and he blindsided him and just hit him hard and put him on the ground.
Michael, the Hibbler elf. So it's good to see the second and third stringers getting some looks here, Johnny.
It sure is. These guys
need those reps. With a 51-7 lead.
It's a bunch of guys on the other side of the ball there, the Warriors. They're just tired.
Next week, the Pioneers travel to the north side Albany Park area of Chicago, Illinois, where they will take on North Park College. And Johnny and I will be there to give you all the action on WAUK Radio.
Little road trip.
And the Civic Media app. Single receivers both sides, tight end in motion to the right. And it's going to go up the middle. This time a different run. It's Marcus Douglas again. Nice little run there. He's getting close to a first down there, pushing forward. It takes about three or four Warriors to finally stop him. And some extracurricular activity. Pioneer got knocked down. Or no, that was Douglas.
Yeah, that's Carrier.
So Marcus Douglas got 9 yards on that. Hole wasn't open. He bounces out, finds another hole, and dashes way and pushes his way in for a good 9 yarder. Douglas will stay in for second and one. Single receivers both sides. And we will call these fellows out. That's Alex Gibson from Yorktown and Colin Chappelle, who had a really nice camp from Sullivan. Ever been to Sullivan, Johnny?
Nope.
It's a cute little burg there on the way to Fort Atkinson or Madtown.
Okay.
Single receivers both sides. Double tight end. Douglas on King's right. Second and short here. And it's Douglas again, and he fights. No, they stop him from getting the first. Smothering D from the Warriors.
Warriors really
showing their pride there.
Out.
1:15 and counting. And more importantly for the Piles, they're taking some time off the clock. So Douglas goes out, and Chavez comes back in. Luke Chavez, the 5'8 senior from Houston, Texas, Sam Houston High School. Single receivers, both sides. Chavez on King's left. It'll be third and one, 51 seconds and counting. Taking their time here, letting the clock run. Might as well. You know, Johnny, there were very few penalties called at the line in terms of offsides.
Yeah, so that was good.
There's a handoff there to Chavez, and he gets stopped again.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go. He got hit
hard. Great pursuit. Savon Goodwin calling his number quite a few times tonight from the junior from New Orleans.
Yeah, Savon put a nice hit on
with 22 seconds left, the Pioneers do not have to run another play. So congrats to Carroll University on their first win of the season against non-conference rivals. They are the winner. No, it looks like a timeout's being called with 10 seconds here. So maybe they will go for it on fourth and two. I don't know what Coach Buda has dialed up. Maybe a long field goal or?
I don't know.
But 9 seconds remain. The Pioneers take their first timeout of the half. Haven't had to use the timeouts. Just a great defense. Saw some great hitting, great pursuit coverage. It's the kind of defense, Zach Pfeffer's defense, Coach Buda says it's frustrating in practice to play. It's really hard to play against, but it makes it better for them in the games because Zach Pfeffer's defense, it's a concept defense where just about every lane is covered, and it really creates a lot of confusion for offenses. Yeah. And so it's a great defense for Coach Buda's, for Ken Ackerman's offense to play against here. So fourth and two, single receivers both sides. I believe that's, is that Chavez back in? King's the QB
still.
He's going to
throw a Hail Mary in the end zone.
Nope, they're going to hand it off to the right here. No, he's not going to get it. So 14 seconds left. Time for maybe one last play. I thought there was 9 seconds left. I'm kind of confused here on the clock here, Johnny. They must have added more time back on the clock.
I think they did. They put some time back on there.
Which is fine, yep. So, time for one or two last plays for Wisconsin Lutheran. And we'll see. It's Nate Griffith and company. Griffith coming in after the injury to Trey Thomas in the second quarter, I believe that was. Second or third quarter. So we got we got a new offensive lineman in there. So Twins right, ball on the left hash, single receiver left. Veller on Griffiths right. And it's going to go to Veller. No, different running back, number 40. And he's going, no, he might have lost a yard on that. So that was Elijah Henning. And I think that'll do it. No, Wisconsin Lou called another timeout. 6 seconds left. So, hey, you know, the season's young. It's a good chance. Let them get a play in. So, Coach Buddha standing out in the field there. Kind of curious about the timeout as well. But
Well, it's kind of going both ways, you know.
It sure is, yeah. You know, we could have let the
51-7 and could have let the clock run out.
Yep. So, but I think it was. I don't know. Yep. I think they wanted to give.
Everybody wants a wrap.
They might have wanted to give the Warrior offense another chance here when Coach Buddha did that. So, but you're right. These are young kids, and you want to get some get as much time in as you can. Twins right, single receiver left. The new running back is Elijah Henning on Griffiths. Flanker goes in motion. They fake. Oh, it's a different quarterback here, and he gets sacked. And that should do it.
That's it.
Oh, and we got a little post. Nope, it gets broken up right away. Nathan Laborde came in on that last series for Wisconsin Lutheran. So that'll do it. The players line up at midfield to do the hockey line handshake. And congrats to Coach Buddha and all the Pios on a well-played
Pios
game tonight.
Win.
A 51-7 victory. And, you know, Johnny, we got the stats here for the third quarter. We'll probably get some for the whole game here. But just so many positives for offense and the defense for Coach Buddha.
It really was. They dominated in just about every aspect of the game. It looked a little iffy when they were going back and forth in those first two possessions on both teams.
Thought we were going to see a humdinger
there. Yeah, I thought we were.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be kind of another shellacking like they got last year. So there's 100 donuts waiting for the Pios.
Oh, there they are. The Quick Trip donuts. Look at
and the trophy is sitting out there.
Here they come.
Let's everybody have a donut.
You know how Buffalo Bills fans jump on tables? I see Pio players doing that to get the donuts. A table smashing contest. This is, it's been a great start, Johnny. I know it's going to be a fun season for us. Next week, we travel to the Albany Park neighborhood of the north side of Chicago to see, I believe they're called the Vikings from North Park, Pirates, their first CCIW conference game. So best of luck to Coach Buddha and company then. And
they had a great start here tonight.
They really did. Terrific start.
A lot of excitement. Place was crowded.
All the key players showed up and did their job. And great offense. Great play in the trenches on both sides.
Saw some great
our
execution.
Fellows. Yep.
Raby looked nice.
He sure did.
Some great
yep.
passes. Aside from that one interception back in the corner.
Yeah.
You know, he made some good decisions.
He really did. And just can't say enough about just being a part of this, you know. This is going to be a really fun season for us, Johnny.
And
we get our heartaches calling Waukesha South in their final season of the Classic 8, and we've lived through that for 2 years, and I know it's going to be a different story next year when they're in the Parkland. Those will be more enjoyable, but this is really fun. It's great for Waukesha. It's great for our university city, and Pyle's lining up for a post-game picture, and you got to love that. One thing stands out when we were at watching all the practices, they had the same name in the back of their jersey. And what was it, Johnny?
Family.
Family. And that's really the culture they live here. Same when you meet the players' parents. And everyone's bought in to what Coach Buddha's doing here and his fine staff. So congratulations again. Be sure to stick around for the action next week. It'll be a 1 o'clock start. So, and most of the games the rest of the season will be 1 o'clock starts, so a good time to catch some college football on a Saturday. And I know not everyone can make it down to Chicago, so check us out on WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, or the Civic Media app. And special thanks to our faithful engineer, Anastasia, back there at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also the known as the Walk Radio Studios. Great job, Anastasia. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and go Pios. And anything left for you, Johnny?
You know, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody at Civic Media that made this go, and everybody else at the Carroll University for putting this together. We're going to have a great year, and thank you, Don. We're just going to have a bunch of fun, and what a great opener. What a night, man. 51-7.
We sure
That's
do.
That's it.
Yeah. So, hey, actually, before we go, some final stats here. Rushing for the Pios, Nick Lagnoli, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mikey Coleman, 40 yards on 9 carries. Marcus Douglas, 21 yards on 5 carries. Coleman and Douglas scored touchdowns for the Pios. Receiving Austin Eichstadt, 95 yards on looks like 5 catches and 1 touchdown. Josh Hill, 73 yards on 4 catches. Santiago Rios, 23 yards on 3 catches. Alex Gibson, 9 yards on 1 catch. And, you know, the two tight ends each had touchdowns, so congratulations to them. And I'm looking for Josh Raby's numbers here real quick before we go. Passing, yep. Raby was 18 for 26 with 219 yards, 3 touchdowns. His longest was a 59-yarder and 1 interception. So, again, a great overall effort for our Pios as they we see the fans out in the field. Pios have gone into the locker room. So, hey, thank you again for joining us. Safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!
See ya!
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Palmetto bugs.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com. Sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com. Every sport in Wisconsin.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is brand new music from Charlie Boy.
Woo-hoo.
Grodd.
Yes.
Or we think, anyway.
Well, everything I'm looking at, Grodd.
Grodd.
G-R-O-D. Right. Grodd.
Grodd.
And it says here on their Instagram, it is the first song we've ever written ever together. So it's been a long time coming. And we thank everyone for the love and support. And for you, Jimmy K, for playing it.
I kind of remember that song from when they were in the Devil's Lair.
That was super cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a great time.
Mm-hmm. Which you can listen to and by going to maxincradio.com and finding the podcast.
Yeah, that new website.
I think I beat Jimmy to it.
That's funny. I'm the guy that always says, drive to the website, drive to the website, drive to the website.
Yep. Look at how proud he is of himself now.
Good job, Rocker.
Hey, who was before that?
So that was Drivatron.
That was nice.
Drivatron from their album, I think it's Dive, Dive, Dive.
Where are they from?
I think they're
our first radio play.
Wow.
And we are so happy about it.
We're
making
happy.
Dreams come true, baby.
We're happy to be your first.
I know. We really are. Oh, that's awesome.
I liked it. You know, so that was the first time I've listened to it, other than a quick little preview earlier when I was building the playlist. But I like that. I like the Drivatron.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and airy.
Mm-hmm.
Has a good vibe to it.
It did. Yeah.
I like it.
Good stuff.
They sent one other song in. We'll play that next week.
Ooh, okay.
All right, what we got coming up? We got Luke McGrubber. Excuse me. Blubber. The stumble. Let's try that again. We have
Sync Radio.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors, yup. Family activities and a one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's a Max Inc. Concert Showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Concert Showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
8:37 in Madison, Wisconsin. We got live in the Devil's Lair with Luke McGovern in just a couple of minutes. Right now, brand new music from Rain Stern.
You look so good. Stop being my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my zodiac. Come on, let's see. I'd even give a dollar to the mother of the flowers just to let me spend my hours in the air you breathe. I can't remember seeing you before you were the thing I used to justify the way I move. I can't sit still. For printing every bit of me, there's something about your energy. Also share that really love, that truly care, that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique. Yeah, I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up. Be what you want to be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh, when the stars have aligned, girl, then you'll be mine. Please let me touch that booty. And with a butt like that, I simply got to ask. Please let me touch that booty. I got you down on the floor, baby. Like the girls in magazines. At least let me see your booty. Oh, yeah. Just give me a pinch. I'm only asking for an inch. Please let me touch that. Just drop those pants. Please let me touch that booty.
Civic Media, Dr. Noise. Hard to believe that song is from 2010 already. Holy cow.
No way.
The booty song off of Short Stories. Such a fun song.
I want to get a bunch of girls together and sing that song.
I'm down.
Let's do it. All right. And then you have to come and dance right in front of us because I know how much you love to dance. Mm-hmm. I've seen you dance.
This is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, no, he didn't like it at all.
Move my feet.
Yeah.
You're not stuck in concrete.
That's kind of like the 70s or the 80s dance where people just kind of went back and forth between their feet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People Blur's band before that, that was Stepping Stone. Terry and I were talking off air that song is unique because Mama T is not singing lead. I think that's Tim on lead, right?
Yeah, there's a couple songs where the guy sings.
Yeah.
Is it Tim, though? Is it?
We're
going
to have
Tim?
To ask them.
I tried to call Kelsey, it's usually the
other guy that sings, the keyboard player. I don't know his name off the top
of
my head.
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then...
Tim does sing.
And then there's another
Craig Bauman sings.
Craig Bauman.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forget he's in the People Brother.
You know, isn't that interesting, though, when you talk about how many people are in that band? How do they write this music together?
I know
Teresa writes a lot of the lyrics and things, but
That new album, it's just
I know you
stellar.
Said that.
It's great. All right, hey, we got Live in the Devil's Lair coming up, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Luke McGovern, he is here. He is warmed up. He is ready to roll. And he'll play live for you. We also got a couple of songs where I think they're brand new songs. Is that right? Brand new songs?
All brand new.
Not even out yet.
Wait a minute, really?
Well, okay, we'll figure it out. We also got Maxine Kevy coming up tonight at 10 o'clock. If you want to call and be part of the show, Luke would love to field your questions. You can do that right now. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. Get that on your phone right now. Get downloaded from maxincradio.com. Or you just do the old-fashioned way and rotary dial us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, and we'll put you on there. So that's just that simple, you know? Let's do some Jay Marston, or Marston, to end the hour here.
Nice.
Running in the Dark, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Cape Town, South Africa.